Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Welcome to Peace Lutheran Church. I'm Pastor Jeremy Lucky. Good to see you all gathered here this morning in our sanctuary. I also want to give a special welcome to those of you who are tuning in online with us, live streaming with us. Welcome. And we may have a few people out in the parking lot. We've had 5 to 10 people each Sunday out there, so we're transmitting through 103.5 FM. Welcome to Peace. You should be getting a communion package here just in a short bit from one of our elders at Peace. Just to start us off this morning, to set our theme for our worship here this morning, here's the question. Are you related to someone that is famous? Lindy says no. No way, she says. I'm not related to anyone famous. Can you imagine if you were, if you found out all of a sudden out of nowhere that you were related to somebody that was really famous? I ask that question because that's right here in our text from Genesis chapter 45. You see, Joseph's brothers, they've been separated for some time. They find out in Genesis 45 that they are related to the second most popular person in the world. Pharaoh's right-hand man, the prime minister of Egypt. They find out not only is their brother alive, but he's someone really, really famous. How would it make you feel if you knew you were related to somebody famous? And make you feel kind of special, do you think? Kind of set apart a little bit? I've got some powerful news for you this morning. We're going to hear it in our message. You are related to somebody famous. It's not Dolly Parton, okay? You're not related to Dolly Parton, nope. It's not Frank Sinatra, nope. It's not LL Cool J, just letting you know, you're not related to him. But you are related to Jesus. He's your brother, the Bible says. He's your brother. It might sound weird, but that is right in the Bible, and we're going to hear about what that means for us to be related to Jesus, how awesome it is to have him as our brother. Just some notes to share before we begin our worship service. The first thing to share is just a big thank you for all of you who came to clean up on Friday and Saturday. I don't know if you saw it, but outside, the lawn, our property really looks fantastic. We had about 25 people here yesterday, and we laid 15 yards of bark. That's the most we've ever gotten. We did so well that we're going to do a little bit more next Saturday. Isn't that amazing? So next Saturday at 9 o'clock, Saturday, April 9th, we're going to have maybe an hour, hour and a half work party to spread 5 more yards of bark. We just got a section over here. I don't know if you noticed that. But we really did cover the entire campus with bark and got some weeding done. You may even want to take a look at the back patio as well. It looks fantastic. So a big thank you to everyone who took part in that. Next Saturday, we do have one more opportunity. Secondly, Peace is not doing a lot of advertising for the season of, well, for Holy Week, the season that's ahead. April 10th is Palm Sunday. We're not putting an ad in the Gazette Times like we've done in the past. All we're simply doing, we have a lot of confidence in our members. Dan Dusek has put this wonderful insert together that's in your bulletins. It gives a great explanation of what the services are for Holy Week. Maundy Thursday, Palm Sunday, Good Friday, Easter Sunday. You'll notice the times are there too when those services take place. All those services are in person. They're also live streamed, can be found on our website. But we want to encourage you. You're our marketing strategy. We want to encourage you to share this insert. If you want another one, just come see us. Share this insert with somebody that you know. Maybe somebody in your family that is looking for a place to worship for Holy Week, for the Holy Week services that we're offering. Also, another note to share with you, we have a special guest here this morning. Every so often, we invite community partners to come share with us and just let us know how we can deepen our partnership with them. This morning, we have Jen Hansen. She is the executive director of Love, Inc. So she's been here before, and we're thankful to have her here. And she's going to have a presentation towards the end of our service, so that'll be exciting to hear from Jen today. Just a couple notes about the worship, then we will begin. The first is that we do have communion in this service. Hopefully everyone picked up a communion package as you came in. This will be the first service in which we are opening up the rails for people to come and receive Holy Communion at that moment in which we commune together. It may be a little chaotic, but we'll do the best that we can. I'll guide the process. We're going to first start with this side. If anyone wants to commune at that time, just go ahead and come on down and we'll commune and I'll invite you forward. Once that table has communed, you'll go back to your seats, and then I'll ask anyone in this middle section if you'd like to commune at the table to go ahead and come up forward, commune at the rail, I should say. Come up and commune, and then I'll dismiss you. And then we'll come to this section as well. If you feel led to come and commune at the table, we'll do that. You have the option of staying in your seat as well. And when the first table communes, that will be your opportunity to commune with them. I'll guide us through that process when we come to that section of today's liturgy. The other thing to note, too, is that today's a little unusual in that we're doing a lot of the liturgy out of the Lutheran Book of Worship. So you want to keep the green hymnal handy as many parts of the service is sung between pastor and congregation. Excellent. One last announcement. I almost forgot. Janie Burton shared with me right before service that we do have tickets available for the Ladies Guild Luncheon. If you would like to be a part of that, I believe it's $15 per ticket. Did I get that right? You're going to seek out Maggie Baker right in the back. Thank you, Maggie, after service to take part on the May 14th Ladies Guild Luncheon. Excellent.